The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 2, season 4 of The Royals. And, well, that's not all we're back with. Is it?
Oh no. After we review this episode, we got a surprise, sort of, for you. You kind of know, but...
We have a royal visitor on this episode of the show.
And who
the
is
The king, that? In fact.
The king, you say? The king?
His Majesty, Robert Henstridge, a.k.a. Max Brown, will be with us, and we talked to him all about season 4 and more, so you don't want to miss it. He was an absolute delight, and you should listen.
He comes up after this review.
Yes, so you have to listen all the way through. Please don't fast forward. Just listen all the way through. We'll try to make this as quick and painless as possible so you get to hear from Max. But yeah, we have to talk about this episode because this is the fallout from episode 1. If you don't remember, episode 1 ends with Jasper being shot. And he's laying on the podium, and, well, he's dying. Blood everywhere, and Eleanor's like, I'm back, and I can't wait to see you. Oh, wait. So we cut to the hospital where Jasper's being wheeled through. They're taking him into surgery. They're trying to ask him, is there anybody we need to call? And he's trying to say Eleanor's name, and he can't get her name out. And then we see Eleanor standing there watching them as they're working on Jasper, desperately trying to save his life.
For hours.
And she's, of course, beside herself. She's visibly upset. Everybody's telling her, no, you need to come back to the palace. This isn't safe. And she's like, I'm not leaving him. Not doing it.
Not doing it whatsoever.
And, well, her mother is like, of course not. You know, you stay with him. And Robbie is a little less pleased because, obviously, he and Jasper, they don't quite gel together, so to speak. And I think Robbie's sort of hoping Jasper takes a turn for the worst. Maybe?
It feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's kind of almost a little annoyed that Jasper survived in the first place, and now it's he's in surgery, and Robbie's like, you know, y'all don't really have to work this hard. You really don't. It's fine. But, well, the surgeons do their thing, and they save Jasper.
Indeed.
So, Eleanor is thrilled. Everybody's happy, except for Robbie. He's a little pissed, because, you know, he's like, damn it, I was sort of hoping that wouldn't happen.
I mean, you know, he sort of likes him, but doesn't... I think he doesn't respect him. That's sort of the deal. He doesn't respect Jasper.
No, I think he does. I think he's actually a little afraid of Jasper, because if anybody can see through Robbie and see through his games and what he's really up to, it's Jasper.
There's a little bit of that in there as well, but I think it's a little bit of... He doesn't respect him.
Well, we did get Max Brown's opinion on that, so we'll let him be the authority on it.
We'll talk to him in a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to keep bringing that up because...
Reasons. All right, so what else happened?
So, as all of this is going on with Jasper and they're all visiting him and he's laying there in a coma pretty much the entire episode, we get a glimpse into his past where we see him as a young kid. It's Christmas and he's with his father, and this is the first time that we see either of his parents. His father is running a con as a Santa, basically like a Salvation Army Santa is the best way I can say it, where he's collecting for charity when in reality he's stealing the money.
It felt like a scene out of Bad Santa.
It really did. It looked like a scene out of Bad Santa. They're at a bar. Daddy's using the money he's collected to buy shots. Jasper's drinking a Coke at a table, watching the TV. And, well, who pops up on the TV but a young Princess Eleanor, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. And Jasper is mesmerized by her.
I love how that sort of became the first glimpse into Jaspinor.
I know. It's almost like it was meant to be.
Maybe. It was. Maybe it really was.
Maybe. Meanwhile. As all of this is going on, Liam has decided to go visit Greta's family. For those of you that don't remember, Greta was, or is, the banker's daughter that Liam is using to try and get the files to prove that Robbie is the one that had their father killed. And she invites him to visit her family, which he's on his way to when the whole thing with Jasper happens. And basically they get confronted by a bunch of cops. And Liam's like, yeah, so totally didn't do it. Wasn't there. I'm somewhere else. had nothing to do with that. So the armed guards are called off with the excuse of, oh, we just wanted to make sure you were safe. Yeah, 12 guys pointing guns at you is not safe.
No, you just conveniently skipped town right after someone was, you know, shot.
Yeah.
Just, you know, very conveniently.
Right?
Just same.
So anyway, so they get to Greta's house. Greta's father is none too impressed. He sees right through Liam's act. He knows that Liam is after something. He just can't figure out what. And he keeps questioning Liam the entire time that he's there. Meanwhile, Liam and Greta kind of, I think, do have a moment together. They sort of connect. They bond over the fact that they had lost siblings and the fact that Greta's older sister had very suddenly passed away. There's no reason given why she died, but she very suddenly died, and suddenly Greta is thrust into the spotlight as the only surviving child. Liam had a similar experience when his brother died, and he was thrust in the spotlight as the heir. So they bond over that. And the difficulty that that can bring, and in particular, the expectations of your parents.
Yes, and they sort of bond over her ability, her photography background.
Yes,
one of the things that, you know, he took a liking to with her, and sort of brought up with her father, and, you know, her father's, she shouldn't be doing any of that. Her father knows how many times she's been used by men for information. So he's on very high alert with Liam.
Yeah. And it's really kind of sad that Liam is using her because they're so cute together.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she's actually a really good match for Liam in a lot of ways. And it's just, it's sad that he's using her. And he feels bad about it because he knows that she's like a really good, nice person, a really sweet person. And he's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to use you. But at the same time, I want to get my brother, damn it. So I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to use you. And well, we'll figure it all out later.
He is blinded by vengeance.
Yes. He's blinded by vengeance, you know, and part of that vengeance is him and Wilhelmina, and him trying to stop Wilhelmina from hooking up with Robbie. And, well, Robbie is continuing his pursuit of Wilhelmina. He's trying to convince her that she should be on the list, that they should get together, this should totally be a thing. And after the shooting, Wilhelmina's like, nope, I'm out, I'm done, but I'm going to find you a good wife. But Robbie is not going to take no for an answer. He wants Wilhelmina for reasons that are undisclosed at this time. And yeah, he's going in hard. He gets her this music box, which is so sweet.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
And yeah, so, but in this process of trying to find Robbie a wife, Wilhelmina and Helena are going over the candidates, and oh god.
Helena was not a big fan of many. She was nitpicking every little thing. There was one with the nose.
Oh my god, the nose, where she's like, that's been worked on. I don't want the kids getting her actual nose.
Can you imagine what that looked like?
But I mean, she has every right to be picky, because one, this is her son,
mm-hmm.
and two, whoever, and she brings this up in the show, is whoever he marries is going to take Helena's place as queen. She will become dowager, and at that point, the Robbie's wife will be the Queen of England, and so they have to be able to fill her shoes. They can't be wanting in any way, because it takes a strong woman to be the queen. It really does, because you have to put up with a lot of crap. And with Robbie, I have a funny feeling you have to put up way more.
Oh, yeah.
He is a cunning devil. Absolutely cunning devil. So, yeah, I can understand Helena's pickiness. But also, she just doesn't want to be replaced. So she's like, nope. But then she asked, she's like, well, this list starts at 2. Why does this list start at 2? Where is number 1? Who was number 1? And Willow's like,
I think it was Catherine.
Good block there, Willow. Good block.
Well, to be fair, Catherine was on the list.
For a minute.
It was a quick minute, but she was on it.
She was on it, yes. Till, you know, the whole Liam, Catherine, Robbie thing happened. And then he's like, girl, bye.
Yeah.
So all of this leads up to Liam getting into the father's office at Greta's house. He gets the information off the hard drive based on things that Greta has told him about the family. And he's able to, you know, get the evidence. He comes back triumphant to Cyrus. I don't know why I keep messing them up, but Liam comes back, he holds up the hard drive, and he's like, I got the evidence, it's all there, you know, everybody was right, Robbie was transferring money to Ted Price, da 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 da, and Jasper's like, we got him. So it's like, alright, well, everything's about to hit the fan with that, and that was just a little too easy for everybody, so mm-hmm. You kind of have to wonder where that's going.
Right.
And then we go to the hospital for the grand moment of Jasper coming out and giving a speech. Basically, the family has just just decided, all right, we're just going to accept Jasper. He's ours now. And so they're trying to explain who he is and cover for his past, because of course it's going to get figured out at some point. And the story that they tell him to give is that he's an American operative that's inside the palace investigating something. I forget what it was.
I don't remember what it was exactly, but yeah, he was in there. He was basically a CIA operative, and they were trying to stop them from being public, Jasper and Eleanor, because, you know, she can't be dating someone from the CIA.
Right. And so Jasper comes out. He's, you know, Robbie gives a speech basically thanking Jasper for his service. And then Jasper gets up and fully admits, I'm a small-time con man. I was not a good person when I came here, but they took me in. They've made me their family. They've turned me around. I'm a good person right now, you know, now. And then they ask him the very pointed question of, well, are you with anybody? You know, are you dating anybody? And he's like, yeah, you know, she's a wonderful girl. I love her very much. And, you know, we like our privacy and our space right now. And they ask him who it is. And he's like, yeah, no, not going to tell you that. Nope.
Not gonna be a thing. Go ahead.
Sorry, but then Eleanor is sitting in the hospital room like,
He likes me. He really, really likes me.
She's like overjoyed. And then he comes back to the hospital room and
you're missing the key point. What was the line in the limo from last episode?
Oh, right. So the line in the limo is, you know, these things have a funny way of working themselves out. So somebody asks Jasper if he's going to return to work. And he goes, of course I am. And then he turns and he looks at Robbie, who is standing behind him, and goes, these things have a funny way of working themselves out.
That was the best part. And you saw the look on Robbie's face. I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Robbie's like,
that's how you want to play it.
He's like, I underestimated you.
The cunning little devil. All right.
Which I kind of want to see Robbie and Jasper really go like head to head at one point, because, you know, he very clearly sees Jasper as a threat. And now even more so based on that, because Jasper knows exactly what's up.
Yep.
Everybody else is blind to it, but Jasper knows what's going on. And so then we cut back to the hospital room and Jasper and Eleanor bang. And that's pretty much where it kind of leaves off.
Yeah.
It's a nice resolve to episode one.
It ends up with Liam. The Liam twist. I think that's how it ended. With the Liam twist. So yeah. Should be interesting. Can't wait for episode 3.
I am so excited for episode 3. I have a funny feeling this is going to be like the best season ever.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be that way. But, you know, before we get to episode 3, we have something else we need to do.
We do. So we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are talking to the one and only Max Brown. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Get chatty with CB Radio. Tweet us at twitter.com/CB Radio Live. And while you're at it, tweet me, twitter.com/LoneJobber.
Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bell Twins,
and you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're back, and as promised, y'all, joining us right now is one of the stars of E's hit series, The Royals, which airs Sundays at 10 p.m. 9 Central, Please help me welcome Max Brown to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Episode 1 and 2 have aired, and everybody's talking about it. It's a fantastic comeback with season 4. I have to congratulate everybody on it. It's wonderful.
Oh,
I've missed
so
the
much.
Show so much.
It's a long way past.
So I'm curious to know, can you give us any insights or hints into the upcoming season for the rest of it?
Wow, there's so much happening this season. This battle for the throne, which is always continuing throughout the different seasons of the Royals, really comes to a head throughout this season now that I've taken the throne, and everyone's starting to cotton on that I'm not maybe the person that they thought I was. And obviously, you guys have just watched episode 2, so you've seen Jasper and Nor, back together, which is good news for the fans. I know that they're a favorite couple for everyone, and that's going to maybe cause some issues with Robert and his sister. He does kind of open up his heart slightly to her and tell her, why he acts the way he acts towards her and Jasper about their relationship. So he's definitely not a fan of dating the help.
I was going to say, your character doesn't like Jasper very much, does he?
I don't think he doesn't like Jasper particularly. Well, obviously the fact that he pretends he's English and he's American and all the kind of the circumstances he arrived in the palace. On paper, he's not the greatest guy in the world. But, if you've watched the seasons from the start, he's a lovable rogue, and I get why the fans love him. But to be honest, if you were that big brother like Robert is to his sister, Princess Eleanor, you'd probably protect her from Jasper. So I just ask people to look deep inside their own moral standards and see if he would be a good contender to date your daughter or your sister.
I was going to say, yeah, and plus she has a questionable past as well, as we've seen, her evolution throughout the series, where she kind of starts in a not so good place.
Exactly.
She's a bit of a party girl.
Lee and Eleanor have obviously had a lot of heartbreak losing their father and their brother. And then I came back from the dead, and well, the bubble hasn't burst quite yet for Eleanor, but Liam has already decided that he doesn't like the new Robert return from the island. So there's a lot more of that going on throughout the season as he tries to get some dirt on me and turn the rest of the family against me.
I was going to say, was that intimidating for you to kind of come in? Because you came in, after it had all kicked off, you weren't in the start of the series. You were dead at the start of the series. So you come in and, you come back to life. Was that intimidating for you at all?
It always is joining a show when they've had a few seasons under their belt. And but what was great about this character is that he was spoken about so much in the first couple of seasons that I had a real kind of handle on him and how I wanted to play him before the script started to come out. So, and then the way that they kind of constructed the character just kind of flipped the idea of Robert on its head and, made him a lot more kind of ambitious and maybe a bit more Machiavellian than I would have probably thought he was portrayed from the first couple of seasons. But that was the real clincher for me playing him, because it's just, it's so kind of wonderful to play this character that on the surface seems like the perfect, king, but underneath is pulling all kinds of strings to get what he wants.
And he's kind of taking over that role from Cyrus, who is sort of taking that back seat a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I think the difference between him and Cyrus is definitely a bit more selfish in the ways that he, ruled as king. I think Robert does want to be the best king he can for his people. He may be a bit misguided in the way that he approaches that, but he only has his parents to blame. They're the ones that brought him up and trained him the way that he's trained. So if you want to blame anyone, it's Queen Helena's fault.
I was going to say, do we get to see more of that relationship this season at all? Because it seems like it's everybody on the show is so interesting, because they're all such complex characters. So do we get to see more of that relationship between Helena and Robert at all?
Yes, you do, definitely. And there's a lot more kind of interaction between them, and you'll see the first kind of moments between them that maybe, it shows a deeper understanding of each other's kind of characters, and maybe even, she might look beyond her kind of ideal picture of Robert in her eyes. So it's, you know, I really enjoy how this kind of show evolves, and, you know, it'd be great if people started to watch it for the first time, I think, because it's such a great show to watch and enjoy. And, I think, yeah, the show is evolving really well. All the interaction between the characters.
Yeah, and one of the neat interactions, at least for me, in just the first two episodes, because obviously there's more coming, but is the one between Robert and Wilhelmina, where he's sort of making a play to have her be queen, or try to get her to be queen. Exactly. We don't know if that happens.
Yeah, and again, there's lots of doubts over that, whether he's doing it for the right reasons. You know, I think Robert does want someone that he can kind of trust and take into his fold and have on his side. So I believe that he's pursuing Wilhelmina with the right intentions, and, you know, she's obviously quite intimidated by his approach to kind of the way he rules, and also in maybe trying to convince her to go on a date with him. So we'll see whether she plays into his games or not. But I think, you know, he needs someone there to help him kind of understand what he's doing right and what maybe he's getting wrong sometimes.
I feel like she, at least just in the few interactions we've seen, that she kind of helps him recenter a little bit and maybe reminds him of the good side of himself a little bit, almost.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone needs that. Even people that are slightly psychotic sometimes need to reset by the press. Yeah, Wilhelmina's this kind of good angel on the shoulder of Robert.
Now, did you have any favorite episodes in shooting this season at all, or any favorite moments from the season that you can tell us about? Because obviously you can't tell us everything, but were there yeah, any moments that come to mind?
There were some fantastic episodes this season to shoot. I think for me, 9 and 10, because the show just keeps building and building, and just when you think that you can kind of guess where it's going, it does a U-turn. And even reading the scripts, I think I let out an audible gasp a couple of times as I turned over the last page of the episode. So, you know, I think the fans are just gonna love the build throughout the season. But definitely 9 and 10 for me were a lot of fun to shoot.
Okay. All right. I have to let you know, I let out an audible gasp at the end of episode one. I wasn't very happy with you at the end of episode one. So, I mean,
I know. Everyone said that. I got shot at and everyone's judging me. I don't understand why.
Well, you know, you make up for it in episode two. How about that?
just about, right?
Just about. Now, yeah. You're playing a character that's based off the actual British royal family. Is there anything from that lifestyle that you'd like to bring into your everyday life?
No, I'm pretty happy with my setup, but it'd be difficult. I think the pressures that being part of the royal family, the monarchy of England, is huge, and I take my hats off to, you know, our royal family and the way that they kind of portray themselves in the public eye and manage to really, the pressures that are on them must be immense constantly. So no, for me, I prefer a life slightly more out of the public eye than those guys. But I guess, you know, having palaces and being the use of a private jet wouldn't be so bad.
The private jet would be good. You could go anywhere you wanted when you wanted. That'd be nice.
Yeah, maybe I'll take that.
You'll take that? Okay. You can take the family on a vacation.
Exactly. Wouldn't it be great? Just the weather wasn't great in England and you could just jump on the plane for the weekend somewhere nice. That would work.
Now, I have to know, because, you know, obviously everybody wants to see a season 5 for the royals. Where do you see your character going if there is a season 5?
I hope that he finds some redemption with his family. And, you know, I think there's a lot to kind of prove as Robert. There's so much doubt for him taking the monarchy and the, you know, Liam's trying to dig up dirt on him the whole time. I think it'd be nice for them to have an understanding, and maybe there'd be another threat throughout season 5 that they maybe join forces on, to counter. Maybe like Cyrus makes another run for the throne, and eventually Liam and Robert get on and decide that he is the true baddie of the piece. I think Robert's just misunderstood, honestly.
I feel like he's trying to do it for the right reasons, but ultimately he's maybe going about it not in the right way.
I think that's a fair point, yeah.
You know, he's only trying to do...
His moral code is slightly misguided, I think.
You know, it's, and like you said, it falls back into how he was brought up by his mother and by his father, that, you know, he has those values so that he feels it's right, even if, you know, on the outside you look at it, maybe it's not so right.
Exactly. And I think, you know, the lessons that he was kind of taught, he's maybe taken the wrong intention out of some of those. And he's definitely a stickler for his kind of, his set of rules that he's laid out in his head. So... yeah, hopefully, you know, he'll soften slightly. Maybe a relationship in his life will help him do that. And hopefully that will kind of develop his relationships with his family. I'd like the Henstridges to all be able to sit down at the table without spitting their food at each other.
That would be nice. Although the dinner scenes always make it kind of interesting when those do happen, yeah. Because it's always fun.
They are a lot of fun. We've got another great one in this season, so... the fans will look forward to that.
All right. I can't wait to see that. So yeah. I know you're a busy guy, and we have a stock standard question that we ask everybody, and I definitely want to ask it to you. And I know it's hard with two kids and everything that you're doing, but what do you like to do when you have a day off?
A day off. Well, I actually love just going to the pub with a couple of mates and watching the football. That's my favorite thing to do. When I get a moment to go off and do it. If you mean away from the family, right? Not if I have a day off with the family, I love just going for a walk in the park or something. I like being outdoors, but yeah, if it's an evening, it's always the pub with my mates, going to watch Manchester United. Unfortunately lose a lot of the time now, but you know.
Aww, yeah, that's no fun.
No.
I can kind of feel your pain for American football. My team is not that great either. So, but you love them because you love them and you support them no matter what. So
exactly.
I feel your pain.
No
on that.
Changing colors. No.
So Max, I want to say thank you so much for joining us today. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, lovely to speak to you too, Lindsay.
Everyone, you can follow Max on Twitter at Mr. Max Brown. And don't forget to watch Ease the Royals Sundays at 10, 9 Central. And while I think that's about all we can do for this review, I mean, I don't think it gets much better than that. What do you think?
We can't top that.
We can't top that. Sorry, y'all. We can't top that. So I think that does it for Rock and I. You know, Rock plugs.
Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. So you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews. The Royals right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week. Sadly, with no Max Brown. But still, we'll be back next week's episode 3. You don't want to miss it. Till then, bye.